Welcome to this episode of the Member Guest Podcast. On this episode, we discuss golfing pet peeves, the little things that just irk you when you're on the course, things that you just can't explain. They just make you mad. We had a great discussion about some of these little things that bug us. I'd love to hear some of the things that bug you. Thanks for giving us a listen. We hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to another episode of the Member Guest Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Tony. We have a really, really fun episode in store for you all today. We are going to be talking about overall some pet peeves that we have on the golf course, just kind of things that grind your gears. This kind of came about because a couple of our guys that are members here, Andy and Jordan, just came back from some golf trips and have had a couple of instances that popped up, and it kind of really got us thinking about just some pet peeves that happened to us on the golf course and just talking about why they irk you. And it's just something really fun to talk about. And I can't wait to hear what some of these things are. I've been itching to hear what Andy's had to say, just because it tells a good story, in my opinion. So
it's also a public service announcement to people to not do these
100% things. Agree with that. Is if you're doing any of these things, stop immediately, because there's almost certainly somebody that is avoiding playing with you.
Probably
just because you're doing a handful of these things, and nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to mess up here and there, but if you can avoid doing these things at any time, please do that.
I also think like golf is a very, it can be a really intimidating game for people. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of unwritten rules in golf. And so even if you're newer to the game or trying to figure it out, maybe this could help you kind of know a little bit of stuff ahead of time.
One of mine that's going to come up and I'll dive into it a little bit deeper, but a key thing here, all of these, at least in my opinion, have nothing to do with playing ability.
Yeah, that's true.
It should.
True.
So, you know, and that's something I think that a lot of people, when they hear these types of things, they think it's like pretentiousness, or they're thinking like, oh man, people are judging me. I could care less what somebody shoots. Honestly, if you're fun to play golf with, I'm more than happy to spend that time on the golf course with you and you know, get around and have great camaraderie and chat and talk, tell stories. All this has nothing to do with how good of a golfer you are.
Yeah. And we all had to learn these the hard way. I mean, there's no book called Golf's Unwritten Rules. You generally learn because somebody tells you, don't do that.
I'm actually going to bet that there is a book called that.
There probably is. Yeah, that's fair.
But
I understand your point.
Yeah. None that I read.
None that have sold very many copies.
we're going to be able to pull up in the bottom right corner like of this video.
There's probably going to
be something on Amazon. Golf's
Unwritten Rules.
Do not do these things on the golf course.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
Well, right I didn't now. Take the time to study that literature before playing when I got started. So I remember it was like my dad growing up being like, hey, knock it off. Don't do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's a lot of the normal ones, right? Like don't walk in somebody's line.
Yeah, but even that, like nobody knows when they start playing golf.
Yeah.
The Unwritten Rules of Golf by Emily Post.
Okay, there we go. We'll put a link in the description.
PD Post.
But if you want to get literal, it's not called the Golf's Unwritten Rules.
Yeah. All right.
So
winning.
Anyways, you know.
Well, before we get into them, we have played golf.
Yeah. Awesome. It is, you know.
I went to Briggs Ranch.
How was it?
Tell them about it.
It was fun. Yeah, I went to Briggs Ranch. We go every year this time. It's the Dormy Network folks, those who don't know. I don't know a ton about them, but I know enough. Like, they just buy courses all across the U.S., and they make these just awesome golf trips and experiences. You have to know a member or be a member. I have no clue what the downstroke is, but when you're a member.
I think it's like 50 grand now.
Jeez,
no,
really?
Maybe it's like 25. Don't quote me on that. It's gone up a lot. It was like 5 a couple of years ago, and it's gone up.
I will say that there's a number, you know, there's all kinds of these golf auctions that you can buy, foursomes, etc. A lot of times I've seen Dormy Network memberships. You can buy a one-year membership, like recommendation for the first year. Yeah. It might be like 15K. And then, you know, obviously it's
I mean, if they execute on what they're trying to do, like, and you get in early, it's probably a really good deal because they're buying cool courses and like the staff is always amazing. The two times I've been, they just redid the entire course we played down in San Antonio. The caddies are great. The food is great. It's like all inclusive. It's also a tax write off because Dormy Network's a nonprofit, I believe.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, so like you get to write it off against your taxes, which is really cool.
Assuming you're using it for business purposes.
No.
By the way, we're not financial advisors.
No,
it's like
not.
A donation. What do you mean?
It's like a donation.
How does that work? That seems
I don't
absurd.
Know, dude. That's just what I was told. I got to write it off my taxes last year. I literally got one of the what's that form?
This sounds eerie. This sounds exactly like that show Schitt's Creek when they're like, "It's a write off." What is? What do you mean? It's a write off? I don't know. You just write it off.
Just write it off. Who pays for it? I don't know. The government.
Hopefully this doesn't trigger an IRS.
But Dormy Network and I just get
I mean, I don't see how you, it's, you're playing golf, right? But I guess it's a nonprofit. They support
whatever.
The game.
Anyway, so you did you have any sort of pet peeves that occurred on your trip? We may have to cut that.
Why? This is great.
That's just very hectic. That whole interaction was very
right. He's like, I went to play the super elite, awesome private club. It's right off.
Like, no, dude. No.
Anyways.
Nonprofit.
Just writing off playing golf with your buddies.
Just put it out there.
Dude.
Oh, so stupid.
Officer Warner with the Internal Revenue Service is going to come knocking like any day, bro.
Someone's
going
to go to her front door in Sydney. He's going to be like, Jordan, they took my car.
Oh, man, I don't know. Well, somebody that knows more about that, maybe just comment in the thread.
Well, it was fun. There were like 40 guys. I played pretty well, actually. We played quota. We didn't play quota the right way. It's not a pet peeve just because it was wrong. Normally quotas, one for bogeys, two for pars, four for birdies, eight for eagles. And the setup was one for bogeys, two for pars, three for birdies, four
That's
for
wrong.
Eagles. I know it's wrong. By the time I could complain about it, it wasn't going to get changed, but I did have three birdies and an eagle one round and still didn't.
So,
how is that
pretty adjusted? So is that your pet
dude,
peeve?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay, not playing games correctly?
No, I'm not even talking about pet peeves. I'm just talking about Briggs. Because I did have a fun time. It was still fun. 40 dudes, met a lot of great guys. Fun golf. The staff and service and everything was great. Food was great. The cabanas are great. Like, I'm a big Dormy Network guy. But
have you heard about this
about that.
Private, super private golf course that's like 45 minutes north of there? Anyway, somebody was telling me about it, and you have to rent the whole place out in order to play there because it used to be somebody's property
private
and they
golf
built
course,
a golf
yeah.
course on it. But you have to, it's like $15,000 or something to rent the whole thing out. It's the only way you can play it.
It's pretty sweet.
It's supposed to be really cool. I'll get some more details on it.
Maybe you can write it off.
We can talk about it on the pod. It's probably a write off, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything can be a write off. That was fun. And you went and played in. La Republica Dominicana.
Yeah, I had a bachelor party in the Dominican Republic. It's a great place, man. That's an awesome country. Just a cool country. So, I mean, you guys know I grew up, I was a baseball guy, so.
I thought you were going to say, you guys know I grew up in the Dominican.
No, but that country loved it.
Oh, yeah.
They love it. And, you know, when you're flying out and in, you see like 100 baseball fields. It's crazy just thinking about that island and. The amount of talent it produces.
That actually is insane when you think about it.
It is. And how it like even got down there.
Like you can drive across the whole island in like 6 hours.
Yeah. Insane.
I think that sounds right. It was a bachelor party. Good buddy who I'm marrying next Friday.
Say that again.
I'm marrying. Yeah. So
you're
I'm
officiating.
I'm a reverend. Yeah, no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Universal
so
Life Church,
like,
Johnny.
You are literally marrying.
Man of many talents.
Yeah, like I'm doing the wedding. I'm an ordained minister. So, I mean, it took 3 minutes on the internet, but
talk about an easy way to make money. It's like, here we'll give you your license. Just give us $50 and
And there's some issues right now because like the state of Tennessee, I don't think loves that. Just because it's a pretty religious place. So, trying to work through that. But yeah, no, it was cool. Played Teeth of the Dog, top 100 course, which really like exceeded my expectations. Teeth of the Dog might crack my top 10.
Love it.
All time. Yeah, like it's unbelievable. It has so much character. It's nostalgic. It's been around for a little bit. It's a peat dye, like stone walls. It's almost got like, a weird like Scotland vibe, like in the Caribbean. Like the architecture is amazing. There's seven holes on the ocean. And they asked old Mr. Dye about it. And he said, you know, I only had to build 11 holes because God built the other seven.
Ooh,
so
like that.
Great quote. And they named it because apparently, you know, if you go there, all of the rocks and things that they laid, you know, on the ocean holes, apparently he was there one day and all the workers were putting these rocks out there and they all were bleeding in their hands because of the sharpness of the rocks. And he overheard one of the workers saying that the rocks are like diente de perro, teeth of the dog. You know, they're like, they're sharp as the teeth of the dog. And he heard that and he goes like, we're going to name this Teeth of the Dog.
That's
which might be like one of the more nails names of golf courses.
That's really sweet name.
But then we played one other course there, which was a little bit more of like a resort course. And always when you're at a resort course, I think it's easy to observe a lot of pet peeves. It gets a lot of corporate play, a lot of like tourist play. It's always busy and packed. So had a great time, but definitely just noticed like there was just, you know, that stuff going on. Pace of play was slow, which I think is probably, that might be everybody's number one. I don't know. I mean, it is for me.
Not yours. Okay.
I mean,
because mine, I'm impartial.
You know, obviously nobody likes playing slow, right? I don't care. I don't care who you are playing. Having slow play is pretty universal that nobody likes waiting around to hit the next shot.
It's always like, I feel like they could fix that pretty easy. Usually it's not because people are playing slow. It's because they're packing the tee sheet.
Mm, that's
like
interesting.
7 minutes in between tee times when it should be 15 mm-hmm. or 10.
Yeah, I mean, obviously some of these resort places like Andy was talking about need to get, that's how they make their money is packing as many rounds in as they can. Now, that being said, it's at the detriment to the people's enjoyment of the course. But
yeah,
it's just something that, it's really, really hard to talk or work through how bad it sucks when you're just waiting on every shot. So, anyways, we're kind of going off on a tangent here, but what was some of the pet peeves that you observed at your resort course there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that was the biggest one. The pace was slow. I got another one, which is like inappropriately long turns.
Yes.
That is a huge pet peeve. Like,
what do you mean turn?
After nine holes.
Between nine and 10, spending too much time in the turn.
Like it's taking a long time to get your drinks and
yeah,
food like the drive between 9 and 10 is long.
Yeah. Like walk in, order your drink, go to the bathroom, grab it on the way out. All right, see you guys later.
Yeah. It's a resort course.
It's a resort course thing, but it's like you see it everywhere. And it's like some people are just like, they think like, oh, we're making the turn. Like, let's go have a sandwich. Let's go have lunch. Like, no, go to the next tee, bro. Like, get a Gatorade and run. You know, it's not like let's go have a California roll.
Yep.
And get soy sauce and wasabi and you know what I mean. Like, that's not what the turn is. Nope. Like, it's you're making the turn. You go to the next box if you need to stop to get a drink, get a sandwich, whatever. Order it to go. Go. You should be in a hurry. Have a sense of urgency, but it's not a time to stop and like break bread.
No, not gonna do that. However, I'm gonna put a counterpoint to a pet peeve of mine is like the overzealous ranger that is just on people's cases, driving up on you and like make sure you guys keep up with them, blah blah blah. It's like guy who's retired and they're doing this on their side, you know, just because. Can't you tell we're literally right on these people's backside?
So like Winnie's wrong.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're on the first tee and they read you the Ride Act about all these rules on their golf course. And it's like
the starter who has to give you like the four. Have you guys played here before?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Like if I say yes, you shouldn't have to tell me anything.
Yeah.
If I say no,
well, I
like,
just always say yes. Spiel. Even if I haven't, I'm like, yep.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like maybe there's a few like interesting things that they have to tell you, like, hey, don't take a right turn after right. eight. Like you get lost. Take a yeah. left turn or whatever it might be. There might be something that's unique that they need to make sure you know. Right. But it's like.
But the guy who's like in 1857.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, no, 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 dude. Like, I don't need this. Like, I don't need. He's like, the first hole over here, like, you're going to want to keep it left. 427-yard par four. Usually plays into the wind. Down grain on the left. On the second hole, what you're going to do is you're going to drive this, over the. It's like, whoa, oh, man.
That's
like,
one of
I'm
my
getting
favorite
an 18 hole
too.
Rundown right now. I need you to relax.
It's one of my favorite things, too, when, like, someone is doing that. And I mean, I think all three of us hit the ball pretty, like, long. And they'll be like, yeah, to cover the bunker there on the left's like 220, you know, and then you got water on the right. You probably can't get
probably
there.
Probably not
it's
a
like
driver.
260. Yeah. So you want to hit like, and I'm just like, all right, so don't take this the wrong way, but hypothetically speaking, what if I carry it 280? Like, where do I go? You're like, oh, you're good. Yeah. Good luck.
This guy must be a player.
Yeah. And then you hit the ball. Yeah.
Anyway, so I wanted to give a counterpoint. In that, like, there yeah. are times that people go in and all that kind of stuff. But conversely, when people are telling you what to do and you're like, clearly have a decent idea as to how yeah, to get around the golf course.
I think the overzealous starter can be the price, or the overzealous ranger can be the price you have to pay for relatively fast pace play. So I don't mind it.
My question is though, does the overzealous ranger actually speed up play?
Yeah, I guess that's a good question.
I don't know. So maybe I'm totally wrong here. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll hear about it in the comments.
All right, I'm going to shift to actual playing. So my biggest one, and it's probably a top pet peeve just in life, along with people that chew with their mouths open, is when people say nice putt before your putt's gone in. It is my number one pet peeve in the entire world. And there is nothing that grinds my gears more.
I don't think so. I don't recall or think. I'm trying to think if that is something that I would do.
And my other one is when people say nice shot and it's not a good shot, but I have a little bit more of a like empathy for that one because the nice shot call is very relative to the player and the shot. Like, you know, you can hit a shot that's not good for you, but somebody, like, yeah. it's a good shot for them, so they say good shot, right? And so, like, I have a little bit more empathy for that one. But the nice putt one, like, if I'm, like, hitting a five-foot putt just for par, like, it's a big putt, right? And it's going, they're like, oh, nice putt, man. And then it, like, burns the edge. I get actually mad. I will tell people, I'm like, dude, don't say right. that unless
good to know.
The putt is in.
Yeah, I think
I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I think the funny one to me, again, it's funny how these are like there's kind of like, you know, reverses of them. One of my pet peeves is the when you say nice shot and someone's like, nah, I didn't really catch it.
Yeah, so that's kind of the counterpoint.
Like, no, it wasn't. Yeah. Okay, no.
That's not a good shot for me.
Yeah, like we have a buddy that does it all the time. Now, granted, like I am very guilty of getting overzealous with the nice shots just because I like good vibes. So I've given a couple nice shots that like weren't good shots. And so now it's like a thing where like he'll every time he's like, what are you talking about?
Do you do it on purpose to grind his gears?
Sometimes I do now.
Because see, then that doesn't like, get me. Yeah, like, cause yeah. I have buddies that will literally be like, dude, nice putt. And like, yeah. I know they're just messing yeah, with yeah, me. Yeah. So then it doesn't bother me. Cause it actually bothers me when somebody says it and they mean it and then it yeah. misses. And I'm like, do not say that. Yeah, like, but wait till the ball is in the hole.
But be able to take a compliment like on the golf course. Just be like,
I think a lot of people there is
missing a putt from 5 feet is yeah. never a good putt.
Yeah,
never.
Not on five feet. That one's ridiculous.
Yeah, like a 30-footer, absolutely. Yeah. Like you're like, but like a putt that everybody's stepping up and expecting to make, and you say nice putt and you miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
no situation yeah, where it's a nice putt. Yeah, don't
yeah.
say
no.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
what
Unless
would
it goes
be the
in.
So what would be the cutoff? What length of putt?
Well, I think just in general, don't talk to people's golf ball unless it's your golf ball.
What's the story about the guy's like, get your lips off my ball?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was that?
I'm sure there's plenty of those stories out there, but
it was yeah. someone. It was an old farm member.
Oh, really?
Like somebody, you'll hit a shot and somebody will be like, go. I said, go. And then it comes up like, what if, it flies the green by 30 yards. So, and you're like, what the, why did you just tell my ball to go?
So counterpoint, like, what about if it's your playing partners? Like if you're partnered together, is that okay to talk to their ball then?
I don't know. Okay. I think you just generally just don't talk to people's balls.
I usually don't talk to other people's balls. I don't.
I'm guilty of it. I do it sometimes.
I think I do. I think I do that, but not in a, in a negative way, in like a legitimately positive vibes way. Like
be good.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want anything. I don't, you know.
I just get upset. Like when someone says, you know, who does this all the time is Reg. And I know he doesn't mean it in a bad way, but like I'll hit like a ball and it'll like, you know, this happens at Windsong a lot. It'll land on like the front or the back of the green. It'll like just roll off. It'll be like, oh, nice shot, man. Good try. And I'll be like,
he does that to grind your gears 100%.
That is definitely the
grind
gears.
What do you mean, good try? What is that a Canadian thing?
While we're on the subject of putting green, one thing that I really hate is when people stand. The only like standing violation that really bothers me is when I'm lining up a putt and I can see you next to the hole or standing on the other side of the hole. Like, I do not like people in my line of sight when I am putting.
So you know what's weird about that is being left-handed. Uh-huh. I feel like that happens a lot because people are accustomed to standing on one side of a person.
Right.
And so like, I personally feel like I try to avoid it just because it does happen to me a lot, but it doesn't really necessarily bother me. But it's something I'm
saying if they're
enough.
Standing, like if they're standing behind the hole.
Yeah. Through on your,
like
through
in
line.
Your, on your through line. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The through line stander is I hate that because I'm like,
what about when people are off the green?
I think even if you're off the green and on the through line, you should move.
I mean, I think I would say that's etiquette.
I always just try to be off the green when I can. Yeah, like, I'll be on the fringe. I'll try to be out of the way. Like, just stay where I'm supposed to stay. Let's see what else I got because I have a couple here. This is more like course stuff. Two things, like when I show up to a course. If I show up and it's walking only, just grinds my gears.
Well, I'm not in on that because I like walking.
I like walking too, but I don't like being told I don't have the option.
Okay, so you just don't like losing.
Like,
the choice.
no carts today. I'm like, why? Like, we got some rain last night, like a lot. Just like, we're just not risking it.
That's
I'm like,
funny.
Okay, and then no drivers on the driving range.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
Yeah,
that's another big pet peeve of mine.
I'm gonna bring one up that's. Not well, it is golf related, but somebody who, like, I don't know if you guys have ever been to maybe a public course or something where somebody chews sunflower seeds and they're like spitting sunflower seeds on the green or all around the golf course. It's just, I know anywhere else in the world it is acceptable, but if I'm trying to putt through some sunflower seeds, that's gonna really grind.
You shouldn't do anything on the green really at all. Spit
cigarette butts is a big pet peeve.
Big time there.
Yeah, I think with cigars, I don't like seeing cigars.
Yeah, throw your cigar out, put it out, and then throw it in the trash.
Usually a trash can on literally every tee box.
That's right.
Or if there's one in your cart, go ahead and do that. The other ones, when it comes to like just people and etiquette on golf courses, especially being a member at clubs where we're at now and where I've been at before, I don't know why, but it's a big pet peeve of mine when like. You bring a guest, and the guest makes themselves at home too quick.
I don't mind, personally. This is just my personal opinion. I don't mind that. What I really don't like, though, is somebody, if you give somebody kind of the lay of the land, like, hey, this is kind of what your expectations are, like, you know, like to have your shirt tucked in, blah, 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 and then they just kind of don't listen to those kinds of things. So I think that's kind of in the same vein as what you're talking about. But
like I brought somebody out to Windsong, and then they played bad, and all of a sudden they're like complaining, not liking it, and then like, you know, their hat's backwards, and they're doing all this stuff. I'm like, dude, I get that you're playing bad, you're not having a good time, but we still got like five more holes left, and there's three other people here. Like, suck it up, you know? Like, you're a grown man.
Yeah.
Play golf. Yeah, don't be a bad guest.
That's a good way to not get invited.
And then
back,
conversely, probably. don't be the person that's like, you know, getting wasted on the course and just like not being respectful to it and like almost getting too like treating it like it's your own. I don't know. Like whenever I am a guest to other people's courses, I'm like, I just try not to do as much.
Yeah.
just kind of like order what other people order.
Yeah,
and just, you know, take their, like, I hate
be
when
a
people
mirror. Be a mirror.
Yeah, people like show up and like, oh yeah, I'll just meet you in the, you know, clubhouse. I'll throw whatever on your number. I'm like, that's cool that you're like comfortable with that. And it's not about you throwing things on my number. It's just like, why don't you just go to the range and wait till I'm there, and, you know, we'll like do things together.
I think in general, people that are pouty on the golf course, people that get excessively pouty, like I have no issue, and I'm kind of the king of like the 1 second outburst, like totally cool with it. Like I'll drop an F bomb, like whatever. But I have a rule. It's like, I'm going to take 2 steps and it's over. And then I got to be like normal myself.
That's Tiger's again. Rule.
Yeah. Yeah. I took it from Tiger, whatever, wherever I read it.
It's not like Andy made that rule.
Yeah.
He just
yeah. But I mean, like
it.
For me, like, I just like, you don't, if you're like playing bad, like, you're on a golf course. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't, like,
we could be working.
Yeah. Find a way to have a good time. Like, even if you don't have your best stuff, or you're not having a great day, like, just being excessively pouty is a huge pet peeve of mine. Like, I hate playing with people that are just like downers, like all day. And it's just, you know, they act like they're victims or something. And it's like, you're playing golf, man. Like,
I'm going to shift gears a little bit. We end up, you know, it's everybody likes to play a game here or there and, you know, have a little something on the line. Obviously, different people play for different stakes. But I think the piece that is my pet peeve is somebody that if you win a NASA and somebody owes you $5 or whatever the denomination is that they owe you, that you have to constantly go ask them to pay you.
That's the worst.
I hate it more than anything. Is like
you hate when somebody doesn't just pay you what they owe
right,
you.
Like, hey, you know, we're done at 18. We're going to go in. We're going to grab a drink or a beverage or something, settle up and just, and, you know, get together after our round and we're going to settle up our bets and go on our way. Like it bugs me more than ever. Somebody that's like, that you have to ask, like, you should never, ever, ever have to ask.
No. And if you do have to ask, the most you should have to ask is a one-time reminder.
Yeah, I got stiffed on 20 game multiple times this year.
Yeah.
And it just grinds my, like, and it's not about the $20.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with $20. It's
that's my point. Yeah. It's like,
you pay your bets, especially when you play. And I hate when people also like are pissed that they have to pay you.
Right. Right.
You can tell like they're
sore losers.
Yeah. Sore losers. It's like, dude, you chose to play this game.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand what the, you know, risks are. Like, we've all been there. We've all lost money in game.
Maybe something along the same line would be like, people who give themselves putts and you're playing a game.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. I had a buddy do that.
I think that's
2 months ago.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, somebody who's like, everybody loves to get given a putt.
Mm-hmm.
But if you miss one and you got a 4-footer coming back or something, like, don't swipe it.
Perfect example of this. I have a great story about this, actually. I was out with my buddies in Arizona. There's 4 of us. We're out at dinner. And my one buddy was like, dude, I played with you once. You played with me once. I didn't play that all that well. He's like, this guy's better than you. His name's Travis. I can say his name. Like, Travis is better than you. I'm like, no, he's not. Like, I'm a 2. He's a 10. Like, he's not better than me. He's like, I'll bet you $300. He beats you tomorrow. I'm like, okay, just whatever.
Yeah.
You just threw it out there. And I immediately snap called. Like, then I immediately was like, oh crap, now I got to like play golf tomorrow. But we were playing and we get to hole like 10. I'm up. I think the match is over. But regardless, we don't know where Travis is. And like, all of a sudden we look up at the green and me and my buddy Stu are like, Trav, what's going on? He's like, oh yeah, I made birdie. I'm like, what do you mean you made birdie? He's like, yeah, I was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 feet, just tapped it in and good. I'm like, did you see that? And Stu's like, no, did you see that? I was like, no. I was like, dude, you can't just like take a birdie putt. And like, even if you did make it, like you at least got to wait till we're there so we can,
100%.
We can see it. Like, what do you mean it's good?
Yeah.
I ended up winning. I didn't get paid the $300, and then I was just upset about that, and I'm never going to let Travis live it down. So I don't know which camera's on. Okay. Travis, I'm never going to let you live that down, ever.
Going back to the on-course thing, I would say one of my big ones, too, is just excessive pre-shot routines. I hate excessive pre-shot routines. Get over the ball and pull the trigger, please. I know some people have demons. Like, I get it, like, you know, where you just can't pull the trigger. But just, like, it's not Sunday at Augusta.
You don't want Nomar Garcia-Parra doing his gloves.
And people that just stand over it forever. you know, and just like forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It's like, this is just time that's being wasted. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just hit the ball. I hate that.
Can we talk about clothes?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting.
I hate when people wear fitted, flat-billed baseball caps.
That's a very interesting take. I mean,
wear a golf hat, man. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, some people I don't think know really that much.
Or what about...
some people like those hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a golf hat.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't Cameron Young wear baseball stuff?
No, not really. He has like the MLB logo though. That's a good call. I think, is he like sponsored by MLB? By the way, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet actually.
That is cool. Is that like a sponsor that we missed?
I think didn't Payne Stewart used to have something along those lines? Maybe. I think it was like maybe NFL teams or something. I think it might have been NFL teams.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah,
Cam Young has a low key. Really sweet swag.
Yeah.
He's just sweet in general.
Pretty damn awesome all around.
Yeah, when people like, I don't know, just don't wear golf attire in general, like don't wear jeans to the golf course.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of not following the like. Yeah, what are your guys' thoughts on, I like that golf has a dress code. Like, I think it's cool. Yeah. I totally get why it's like not an appeal for some people. And I totally think it's cool that there are public courses that you can show up and wear whatever and play. I guess I'm kind of nostalgic and a little bit of a traditionalist. And so there's like elements that I like it. And I think if they are going to have it, like just respect it. You know what I mean?
I think it's pretentious.
You wouldn't show up to a basketball court and wear jeans and a sweatshirt.
No. And I personally,
it's like an unwritten, it's the unwritten code.
You know, I think there's some things that are pressing like the envelope for some people, like the whole golf hoodie kind of thing right now. I don't mind that at all, especially if it's paired with like a golf polo underneath and a nice pair of pants or shorts or whatever. That doesn't bother me for whatever reason, but I agree with you. If you're coming in and you got just something that just obviously doesn't fit in, it doesn't bug me. It's not a pet peeve of mine per se, but I can understand maybe why you would feel that way.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys got some other ones? I got my list is pretty long.
I got a couple more.
I got people that are always like making excuses.
Like after every shot, you all know that guy
who's like, oh, could have shot 74 or whatever. You know, it's like,
I mean, G4 has a hat that says could have shot 76.
Yeah, my buddy has that hat. It's so dumb.
That's a big one. The other one is the guy, the how'd the round go guy, and he gives you the detailed recap. It's like, usually you're looking for like good or like, what'd you shoot? You know, whatever. But like, I don't really want to hear what happened on 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
I think that's human nature.
Do you listen to K-Fan?
No.
I will say that.
I'm getting Common Man on our podcast. I am 100% getting Common Man on our podcast. He has a bit whenever he plays golf. He opens his show every single day.
Yeah, where'd you hit it?
At 3 o'clock or at noon. Where do you hit it on one?
Yeah.
Right up got the second shot.
That's Dark Star.
Oh, man, I hit a... And then he's like, and then what? Next shot? And then he goes through his entire round, 1 through 18. Yeah. He opens up every radio show like this.
That's funny.
But it's become this just bit. That's just amazing.
Yeah, that voice is from... I'm pretty sure it's from Dark Star, another guy who used to be on KFan.
We're for sure getting Common on this program. And Chad Hartman's coming on as well.
Love it.
He did confirm.
Confirmation.
You said that one doesn't bother you as much?
I just think, in general, people that are really, really passionate about golf.
Yeah.
If somebody, like, opens the door, does it be like, hey, how's your round?
Yeah.
I don't think it's uncommon for somebody to be like, man, I hit my drive. It was kind of lost a little bit right on 15. Yeah. And. Yeah, I was lucky enough to find, but I couldn't get it up and down. And it's like they're just replaying their own round in their mind. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it might drag on. It might be a little bit annoying.
I think it's a context thing. Like if I'm sincerely like want to know how it went out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I'm talking about more if you're just like, how'd the round go? Like in passing.
Yeah.
And the guy stops you.
Yeah.
And is like, you know what I mean? Like, like, let me tell you about what happened on 14. Yeah. It's like, no, man. Like, I don't want to hear this story. Like, you're not good.
You know,
what about the golfer that has something to say after every shot they hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Oh, whether it's good or bad, it's like they hit a good one. It's like, oh, yeah. Hit that one pretty good, like got through that one really well. And little then, like, thin. The next one be like, oh, a little thin, you know, just kind of got away from me a little bit. It's like,
did you hear that behind me? Something,
you
know, I heard
you
something.
You can literally say something about every single shot, like, we don't need to hear it every single time.
Yeah.
And you don't need to justify to us why you either hit a good shot or hit a bad shot. It's
What's kind of interesting about that is, it, oddly enough, I think it matters who it is. Like, there's some people who just do it and they don't even think twice about it. Then you have somebody who does it and you're like, man, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I wonder if I do anything that's
important. You know, one thing, so kind of going back to some things that we were talking about at the beginning about somebody, if they're a good golfer or not. And it truthfully, for me, it doesn't matter if you're a good player or not. My big thing is, I just want somebody to have awareness.
Mm-hmm.
If there's somebody waiting on the tee box and you've kind of, you know, laid the sod over, you know, somebody's a beginner and they're just learning how to play, like, just have some context as to what's happening around you, and like, oh, recognize there's a couple of people, let's pick it up, let's tee it off on the next hole, no problem. Or something along the lines of that really bothers me is somebody who is maybe not a great golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Again, does not bother me. What bothers me is where they're constantly out searching for golf balls.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap, I lost a dozen Pro Vs, so, and, like, next thing you know, they're in the woods, like, searching for golf balls.
Play a noodle, dude.
Yeah, buy dozens and dozens of noodles. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
I do not care. What bugs me is you got your ball retriever out and you're fishing 27 balls out of the water hazard.
Yeah.
That kind of thing is just something
that's a big no.
It's really, really is, like, I don't, I'm sorry.
Really, I would say generally finishing a hole past, like, quad is kind of a no for me.
Yeah,
I don't need disagree. To see somebody make a 9 or a 10. No. Like, just pick up.
Yeah,
you failed.
That's fine.
You didn't do the hole well. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool. But like, are you gonna count them all? Like, I mean, I get it, but like, you know, I just think generally speaking, if you're past quad.
Well, I think that ultimately just kind of goes back to the whole pace of play thing.
Yeah,
is like, hey, let's keep this going. Let's make sure everybody's having a good time. Let's like, hey, you know what? We got a couple of people waiting. Let's just speed it up here. No pre-shot routine. Let's get it off and let's get to the next hole. That's just kind of a feeling of mine that I'm looking at. It's just kind of where my mindset is at least. But
yeah, I think another one for me is and we all know this person. And it's usually, like, never good players that do this. So this is one that's, like, more not the better players.
Is it me?
The two full practice swings before approaching the ball. Got
person. I don't take any practice swings.
Yeah, I don't either. I do, like, a little half one. Yeah. But, like actually practicing the shot before you hit the shot as part of your pre-shot routine. Like, lining up, like, to a fake ball. And like going back and doing and like having a finish and then doing it again and then approach I think just generally speaking, a good rule of thumb is like 5 seconds from like get over the ball, hit it. Like you're not, I promise you, you will get better from playing faster. I think that's true. You're thinking less, you're not standing over the ball, you're not, you don't have a million thoughts, you're not, just be an athlete.
I mean I think having a pre-shot routine is fine, but like when it's excessive, it's like, okay. This is crazy because I think Tiger has his down to like an exact like millisecond that he's going to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So having a pre-shot routine is absolutely important. But just making it not be something crazy.
Yeah.
Please.
What are your guys' thoughts on people that just take phone calls on the golf course? Like prolonged ones.
Put them in jail.
Prolonged ones. Not like transactional ones.
Jail.
I'm going to ask a question. So if it's, put an AirPod in, listen to a conference call.
Jail.
Does that count?
No, I think that's fine.
So that's, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, especially if you're able to keep up with the pace of play. You are, nobody's, candidly, most of the time, if you're doing it the right way, people shouldn't even know that you're doing it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not a huge fan of it because it's like, join the group, join us.
Yeah, of course.
Or people that like text a lot or they're always in their phone. Walking down every fairway, like join us, put it away. But like the like taking a call and just like chatting with somebody.
Yeah, that's
I hate
weird.
That. Yeah, I also don't like Tiesto level concert music. Like, keep it down. You know what I mean? Like, your music is fine.
Tiesto's a banger.
It should be heard in your cart and around your cart. If you can hear it three fairways over, like, take a lap.
Yeah,
I don't care. Yeah. You're not that important. I don't want to listen to your concert.
Agreed. I agree with that.
Yeah. Wow.
So, like, what kind of, like, brunch cafe music? Is that good?
Any kind of music, just volume-wise, you shouldn't be able to hear it beyond a couple paces outside of the cart.
Yeah, I agree.
Is it just a general rule?
Yeah.
Like, I cannot stand when someone is two fairways over or even a fairway over.
Or you're
and
walking.
I have to listen to Cascade. Like, no thanks. You know what I mean? I'm trying to hit my shot.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
So if you do any of those things, stop it right now.
Yeah, and I mean, some of them are just like, you know,
ridiculous
ones. Or
yeah,
ridiculous
some of these
ones.
Are ridiculous on our own part. So take it with a grain of salt. We're just having fun. But honestly, like, this is kind of an entertaining thing to talk about because there are so many nuances in the game of golf that
yeah.
each person has that yeah. I might do them and Jordan might think, oh my God, this is the most annoying thing I've ever
seen. Why
are
you anything you guys hate?
I'm just not going to tell you. I'm going to bite my tongue.
Yeah. I think I'll just keep it suppressed, really. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to marinate on it for a while. And just
I don't think I do anything that's
no, I don't
bad.
Think you do.
No.
Bad.
No.
I don't think you do either. It's
but now I'm going to think about it a long time.
Well, I'd be interested to hear in Instagram when we post this and other people what they think their pet peeves are. I'm
yeah.
sure there are ones that are.
You should make like a top
crazier.
10 list just like when we post it and see what people.
Yeah.
I would. You know what I would
think.
Love to do an episode on is I would love to create a topic and send it out to our listeners. And if we have and like pick the three or four best stories. And have them tell their most crazy story. There's a couple podcasts out there that do something similar to that in different contexts. And I constantly think it's really funny. And I think it would be a really, really entertaining episode. And maybe we can parlay that into annoying stories or annoying things, pet peeves that people do on the golf course.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that idea.
So anyways, that's probably a good place to stop for the day. It's been a pretty fun conversation and we appreciate all of you guys and look for the next episode that we're going to be releasing next week.
If you do any of those things, stop doing them.
Thanks everybody.
See you guys.